I'm not prepared for the future. So many things that I just don't know.
大家好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 今天我们听到的是 Sparklin 点播推荐的这一首 Older。 人呢，都是在一瞬间失去童年，在一瞬间长大的，不管你是否准备好，生活的下一个阶段总是要到来。Guess my childhood is over. I'm not prepared for the future. 这首 Older 表达了对无忧少年的不舍和对成年生活的不期待，但最后也还是要话锋一转，唱出了一句 It's time to go. 是时候该出发了。一起来听听吧，一首忧郁无奈却又勇敢的歌曲 Older 送给大家。
I'm not prepared for the future.So many things that I just don't know. I cut my hair, bought a new shirt, new pair of shoes, and it's time to go. I finally found an apartment, signed a lease on a car this month. I can't go back to the start now. Time doesn't slow down.I'm on my own. Guess my childhood is over now. I'm taking down my posters and I'm putting all my things inside a box next to a toaster. That's my closest thing to closure. I can't stop this roller coaster. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older. Guess my childhood is over now. I'm taking down my posters and I'm telling all my friends we'll get together next October. That's my closest thing to closure. I can't stop this roller coaster. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older.Never thought I'd be 20. Now 30 don't seem so far away. I know I gotta make a little money, then maybe find somebody to call my own. I'm ready, but I can't go back in time. I know it's all out of my control now. I know. Guess my childhood is over now. I'm taking down my posters and I'm putting all my things inside a box next to a toaster. That's my closest thing to closure. I can't stop this roller coaster. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older. Guess my childhood is over now. I'm taking down my posters and I'm telling all my friends we'll get together next October. That's my closest thing to closure. I can't stop this roller coaster. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older.Guess my childhood is over. One day I'll be buying posters for my kids just like my parents did for me. It's never over. They'll grow up and soon enough they'll wish the time would just move slower. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older. Guess my childhood is over now. I'm taking down my posters and I'm putting all my things inside a box next to a toaster. That's my closest thing to closure. I can't stop this roller coaster. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older. Guess my childhood is over now. I'm taking down my posters and I'm telling all my friends we'll get together next October. That's my closest thing to closure.I can't stop this roller coaster. I'm not ready to get older. I'm not ready to get older.
音乐之后欢迎回来，以上是我们的 Sparklin 点播推荐的 Older， 希望大家会喜欢。 I like Benjamin 的歌曲通常都蛮有深意的，有兴趣的同学可以看一下歌词体会一下。好了，现在咱们一起听歌，然后一起来学习单词和句子吧。咱们来看一句歌词， I'm not prepared for the future， 我还未做好准备迎接未来，就是关于这个未来我其实是没有准备好的。今天咱们来看一下 prepare 这个单词的用法，动词表示做好准备或者把什么准备好啊。比如说这个学院呢它是培养商务人才的，哎，这个培养我们不一定就是要照这个字面意思来翻译，咱们就可以用 prepare 这个单词的。 The college 或者 this college prepares students for a career in business， 这个学院是培养商务型人才的。The college prepares students for a career in business. 再来，全班都在努力用功准备考试。The whole class is working hard. Prepare for the exams. 注意一下这个地方 class 我们说它是集体名词，那在这里咱们把它看成一个 总体的一个整体的，所以它后面的这个谓语部分它用的是 is working hard。全班都在努力的用功准备考试。再来第一句， You have to be prepared to start at the bottom and work your way up. 这句话特别好，它的意思是 哎呦，你得有心理准备啊，你准备好哦，准备好做什么？从最基层干起，最底层干起。You have to be ready to be prepared to start at the bottom. 在底部，从底部做起啊，从底部开始 ,start at the bottom, and work your way up.Work your way up 表示努力向上啊，一步一步的努力的向上爬。Work your way up， 注意一下哦。咱们再来看一句话 ，He was in the kitchen preparing lunch. He was in the kitchen preparing lunch. 他在厨房做午饭。注意一下这个做午饭，虽然咱们可以用 cooking lunch， 也可以说 preparing lunch。哎，顺便跟大家讲一下，你看一个句子啊，它的主干直接是他在厨房。那我们还想要把其他的动作引出来的时候呢，直接在这个动作后面加 ing 就可以了，一定要记得啊，就表示伴随的一些动作或者状态呀。Preparing lunch, he was in the kitchen 干什么呢 ？Preparing lunch, 他在厨房做午餐呢，做午饭呢。以后大家在写作或者说口头表达的时候就可以，你把这个主句说出来之后，如果你还想加其他东西啊，你就用这个动词的 ing 就可以了。我们接着再多看几个句子啊，关于这个 prepare 它的各种使用语境，咱们都多了解一下。下一句，我还没准备好冒这个险。That's a risk I'm not prepared to take. That's a risk.那是一个危险，一种冒险。什么样的冒险？后面这个 I'm not prepared to take， 它是一个定语从句，相当于是一个形容词，或者限定前面这个 risk 的一个作用啊。That's a risk， 什么样的 risk I'm not prepared to take， 是一个我还没有准备好去冒险去拿下的这样的一个险呢、啊？我还没准备好冒这个险。That's a risk I'm not prepared to take。好，下面一句 When they set out, they were well prepared 这句话呢，希望大家注意一下这个充分的准备，咱们叫做 well prepared Be well prepared When they set out, 注意一下这个 set out 是出发的意思 They were well prepared 他们是准备很充分的充分的准备走了 The program is geared to preparing students for the world of work本计划旨在为学生开始就业做准备。The program 它指的是一个项目啊，或者说推出的一个案子或者计划。The program is geared to preparing students for the world of work. 注意一下这个 be geared to something， 它的意思是为什么做准备啊，或者说适合什么东西啊。Gear 这个单词有必要跟大家分享一下。咱们的车，手动车的话呢，有那个档位，对不对？档位就叫做 gear 啊 second gear, first gear, third gear 一档、二档、三档就这样说啊。那这个单词如果它作为动词的话呢，它是表示使适合、使做好准备，刚刚讲过了。听一个例句，这个旅游胜地呢，它适合儿童玩耍。 The resort is geared towards children. The resort is geared towards children. 你可以说这个旅游胜地它是专门为孩子们准备的。好，我们再回到刚刚那个句子啊，来听一下啊。The program is geared to preparing students for the world of work. 本计划旨在为学生开始就业做准备。好，我们再往下听。You must be prepared to give the job your undivided attention. 其实这个例句我看中的是它当中出现的这个 undivided 这个形容词啊。You must be prepared to do something. 你必须准备好做什么事情？做什么事情呢 ？To give the job your undivided attention. 全心全意的投入工作，你必须要、准备好全心全意的投入工作。来，咱们看一下 undivided 这个单词吧。它其实是由词根 divide 来的，对不对 ？Undivided 是形容词，表示专心的、专一的、未分开的、完整的、团结统一的。咱听一个句子啊，他说：成年人呢，很少会专心的看电视。Adults rarely give the television their undivided attention, full attention. 成年人看电视是手机拿在手边的。Adults rarely give the television their undivided attention. 好，最后咱们看一个跟这个 prepare 相关的短语，叫做 prepare the ground for something. 为什么东西准备条件，或者为什么东西铺路？那注意一下呢，这个 ground 作为名词呢，表示地面啊、场地啊。或者有利条件、背景、底子、基础等等啊，所以放在这个、短语当中，它是表示为什么、做准备或者铺路 ，prepare the ground for something。咱们来看两个例句 ：Congress approved a series of measures intended to prepare the ground for the new economic structure。国会通过了、 一系列旨在为新的经济结构奠定基础的这样的措施。注意一下measures 后面有一个过去分词，它其实是做定语的，修饰限定这个 measures 的。国会通过了一系列的措施，什么样的措施呢？旨在 intended， 旨在目的是，目的是干嘛？旨在为新的这个经济结构奠定基础的这样的一系列措施。再来看一句， The committee will prepare the ground for next month's meeting。 这个委员会将会为下个月的会议做好准备。 The committee will prepare the ground for next month's meeting。 这个委员会将为下个月的会议做好准备。以上就是词汇分享环节的所有内容了。考大家一下 prepare the ground for something 这句话什么意思啊？表示为什么打基础，为什么铺路，或者为什么准备条件呢？好，本期节目就这么多啦，感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是琳达。如果你喜欢我，可以关注我，爱你们，咱们下期见。